So you didn't tell anyone who you're meeting, I'm guessing? Didn't tell anyone you were meeting me for the first time in the woods, away from any human civilizations? It's okay, you can answer honestly. Everyone always gives so much crap to anyone that's in an online relationship. I mean, catfishing and all that, right? So you didn't let anyone know about us? Okay, cool. No, I'm not mad. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't tell anyone about us either. Well, mostly because llamas are solitary, not like how humans always commune together. Although I've always been the odd one out. The few times I would run into any other llamas and strike up a conversation, they thought I was crazy for describing how I want love and to be loved. One guy even slithered away really fast. Honestly, that's why I even started going on social media, you know? If other llamas didn't want that, then I knew I'd find a human who would. And luckily, a few months ago, a hiker, dropped their phone, I guess, because I found one in the woods, and that's been my phone ever since. Thank gosh, honestly, that he was outdoorsy, because I'm able to charge it with just the solar power phone case on it. Pretty convenient. Oh, my treehouse is just up there. It should be at the top of the hill. What do you mean about cell carriers? Don't phones just automatically connect to an internet or something? Yeah, okay, well, obviously the cell carrier is good because I still have connection. Huh? Why would he have canceled if he lost his phone? I don't get it. You mean there's only connection on one phone per person? Well, obviously he just didn't care to get a new one, right? He was like a total hippie, rainbow scarf and all. Probably just took losing his phone as a sign that the government's watching him or something. Oh, how did I know what he looked like if I just found the phone on the ground? Okay. I guess the truth's out now. Oh, don't even try to struggle. My tail's grip is so tight, not even a bear could escape. So you definitely can't either, darling. So, well, as you probably guessed, I'm the one who killed that hiker. But hear me out, okay? I'm not crazy. But about like half a year ago, during the summertime, I had a dream. What's weird about this one is that I remember every detail. Honestly, I remember feeling things and seeing stuff. It seemed just like reality. Except there was a genie. I think because the day before that, I saw some festival happening in the park area of these woods, and they had a fortune teller there. But, sorry, anyways. In my dream, I only asked for one wish, to know who it is that'd be my love, which was a long shot. I figured even if soulmates or something existed, surely a llama wouldn't have one. Most of us just don't even care about romance. But the genie in my dream just snotted, and he gave me a piece of paper that, and stay with me here, okay? The paper had your username on it. At first, I was confused. I thought I'd see a face or something, you know? But I guess in today's world, where you can talk to literally anyone as long as you have internet, it made sense. So when I woke up, honestly, I believed it. And the next time I saw a phone, I knew I'd have to take it, no matter what it took. Hey, don't be scared though, okay? I'll never hurt you. Well, not physically at least, but just accept what's happening here, and we'll be just fine. Now, where is that pesky entrance? Oh, sorry. I kind of lied about my home being a treehouse. I actually live in a den right around here. I couldn't say that though, because living underground sounds a lot more creepier than it actually is. I mean, sure, no one will be able to hear you unless the entrance was opened, and that'll be nearly impossible because you didn't tell anyone what was happening. So they'll never come all the way out here, and soon enough you'll just disappear into a sea of missing persons. But don't worry, my love, I'll take care of you here forever. I actually just hunted a few animals this morning, so we're set to live down here for a while now. Hopefully by the next time I hunt for us, you'll be completely relaxed around me. Or at least not shaking anymore like you are right now, although you are very adorable while doing it. Hey, can you do me a favor and calm down? Just think for a second, okay? You know I'm still that girl you talked to over call and texted all day, right? Please remember that. I only did this because, well, if I didn't, imagine how hard it'd be for us. I can't live in human society, so you'd have to move out here anyways, right? I just sped up the process a bit. Plus, you said before you wanted a pretty girlfriend. Well, here I am. We can cuddle all day. I mean, I do have two really nice pillows on my chest, you know? We can also talk about our lives all day, too. Oh, I also have some Uno cards, a few books, and normal playing cards I was able to swipe from hikers when they slept. Hey, don't give me that look. I didn't kill them. Jeez. I only did that to the guy I got my phone from, okay? Everything else I have is just scavenged. I'm in love. I'm not a psycho. Anyway, oh! Here's the entrance! Alright, get ready to see your new home! So, what do you think? Aw, see, I told you, it's really not as bad as you're making it. All we're doing is moving in together. I have a lot of vines and leaves along the walls to make it feel a bit homey. Actually, getting in, though, would be a bit of a struggle for you. So how it works is that it kind of dips down, and then there's a crack at the top we have to go through, and then you'll see how pretty it is. This is kind of just like the entrance to the home, but it's like not our actual home. Oh, yeah, I've had this place for a while. I found it when I was like 5 years old, and I've been here ever since. Yeah, Lamios go to be on their own a lot quicker than human children do. But now I'm not alone anymore. I found my soulmate in you, and I'll love you unconditionally forever and ever. Alright. I'm gonna lift you over the wall now, okay? So don't try to run. You won't even get a few feet away. And then I won't be able to trust you, and that wouldn't be good. So, you got that? Alright, here. Are you in? Alright, good. Let me get up there. So, this is the crib. Oh gosh, you like it. You're so cute when you smile. Oh gosh, your face is so cute. Anyways, so let me give you the quick little tour. So, over here we can watch YouTube on my phone. It's super comfy. I've collected lots of blankets over the years, so this is like our living room area. I also have all the fun stuff I've scavenged in this corner. Lots of journaling stuff as well if you want to write or draw. And then to the left side will be our dining area, as you can see with the wooden log and cushions. This cave doesn't have doors, obviously, but it's kind of perfectly shaped like a house. So in this room is where I keep the food. Sorry that you had to see this. I had no time to prep it. And over here, this room will be our bedroom. It's a very tiny room, which is why it's good. So it'll make us feel warmer. We're all covered in blankets and cuddling. Well, at least that's what I think. But yeah, anyways, you're gonna be hungry soon enough. I'm gonna go start preparing dinner, okay? And don't try to escape, you're just gonna end up hurting yourself. You cannot get up that wall alone. I'll see you soon, darling! Here's dinner! I'm glad I cooked it pretty quickly on the fire. I do not want anyone to see smoke and know where we are. And if you can see right there, I added some cute little herb garnishes. Just call me Miss Chef. I don't have a plate. Yeah, it's just you. I only eat every few months. This kitchen room used to be really empty, but now I have a use for it. To make wonderful meals for you every day. I even have a few special treats too that I've collected. And you'll get them if you're good, okay? Mwah. Oh gosh, you're so tense. Here, let me give you a massage. Just don't stress, okay? It's not good for you, darling. Let me see. Is this a good spot for you? Alright, go ahead and eat, and I'll just keep working on these shoulders. Well, go on, eat. You don't want it to get cold. So, how was the food? Yay! Oh, I'm glad I did so well. It was my first time cooking something. Oh, I'm just so happy you're all mine. Oh, I mean, how did I get so lucky to be with the bestest, most handsome, pretty, skilled, perfect boyfriend ever? Gosh, I mean, just, it's like I'm looking at an angel right now or something. Like one of those freaking marble statues, just. Sorry, I had to smack myself a bit just to make sure I'm not actually dreaming. Oh, I just. Gosh, you really are perfect, and I've wanted to be with you for so long now. Oh, I must be the most lucky girl and mommy in the whole world. Oh, I'm just so happy I have you in person now. I love you so, so much. Now and forever, of course. So, does the most perfect boy in the world want to play Uno or card games tonight? Thank you for listening to this part two of my last Lamia video. Although it was also able to be a standalone Yandere video, so if you didn't watch the last one, that's totally fine. I have a Patreon with exclusive audios, as well as a Ko-fi for any audio commissions. Anyways, I hope you have a wonderful day or night, and I will see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe. Mwah.